Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and in love.
Amen.
For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. Kobe Bryant became the latest superstar professional athlete to announce his retirement recently when he published a poem announcing his retirement from professional basketball. This poem is about his relationship with the game of basketball. From the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots at the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you, a love so deep that I gave you my all, from my mind and body to my spirit and soul. As a six-year-old boy deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every basketball court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle, but I gave you my heart because it came to mean so much more. I played through the sweat and the hurt, not because the challenge called me, but because you called me. I did everything for you, because that's what you do when someone makes you feel as alive as you make me feel. You gave a six-year-old boy his Laker dream, and I'll always love you for it, but I can't love you obsessively much longer. The season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding, my mind can take the grind, but my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go, but I wanted you to know now so that we both can savor every moment we have left together, the good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have. And we both know no matter what I do next, I'll always be the kid with the rolled up socks. Garbage can in the corner, 5 seconds on the clock, ball in my hand, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you always, Kobe. Give Kobe Bryant points for honesty. At least he's willing to say he loves a game and calls it by name. Many of the rest in the world know it's just a big game, but are unable to say so. The game, of course, is one's life. For without the Lord, life is simply a game of sorts until you die. And if life is obsessively about throwing a ball through a hoop that's 10 feet off the floor, where does that leave the rest of us? Are we just to gather splinters on the reserve bench of life, never getting into the game, never gaining the love we want? Can one be alive without great worldly accomplishment? Can one feel alive without a crowd to cheer us on? Can one feel alive without someone making you feel that way? For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. Is your spirit, your life quickened by anything or anyone other than the Lord of life? Like the killers in San Bernardino yesterday? The day that is coming for you will be a great and dreadful day. For those who see life only as a game, hear what the prophet speaks. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze. For behold, the day is coming when they shall turn to stubble. As a fire consumes them, they cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. The power of the flame will leave neither root or branch. The power of the flame doesn't differentiate between the rich and the poor, the proud and the meek of the earth. And if you can't remember the law of his servant Moses, the statutes and rules that God commanded him, you shall die, and maybe painfully. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. And when that day comes, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth, distress in nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the seas and the waves, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what is to come for the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up your heads. Raise your heads, believers in Christ, because your redemption will be drawing near. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. Then all eyes shall see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with great power and great glory. And on that day, the Lord, who considers it just to repay with affliction those who have afflicted his faithful, the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of God and from the glory of his might. When he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and be marveled at among all who have believed. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. But for those of you who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves released from the stall, and you shall tread the wicked down. You shall tread down the wicked, for they will be like ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. Until that day comes, take care and keep your souls diligently, lest you forget the word of Christ that your ears have heard, the word of Christ that you have smelled, the word of Christ that your eyes have seen, the word of Christ that your mouth has tasted, and the word of Christ that your skin has felt, lest that word of life depart from your heart all the days of your life. So make Christ known to your children and your children's children. Prepare the next generation for the day we will stand before the Lord our God, lest they all end up with the wicked, deceived and destined to perish because they refuse to love the truth. God does send a strong delusion so that many may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned because they did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. Stand firm. Give thanks to God, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you as the first fruits to be saved through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he has called you through the word of the gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen.